Now, back to a time way before digital music, May of 1941. That's the month when Woody Guthrie wrote some of his best-known songs. The folk singer, who would be 95 tomorrow, spent that May in the Pacific Northwest, working for the federal government. His job was to write songs promoting huge hydroelectric dams on the Columbia River. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, the government faced powerful opposition from private utilities and hoped folk songs would prompt more public support.
Woody Guthrie was assigned a driver for that month, Elmer Bueller, who is now 96 years old. He remembers well the first time he met Guthrie in Portland, Oregon, at the Bonneville Power Administration headquarters. This was before Guthrie was a folk music legend. He was 28 years old and looking for work.
He sat on the administrator's desk and strummed on his guitar, as he always said. I don't think he was there over a half hour, and Dr. Raver said, well, you're hired.
Administrator Paul Raver paid Guthrie $266.66. When the month was over, the folk singer had written 26 songs. That's roughly $10 apiece. He recorded a few of the tunes in the basement of the agency's headquarters.
Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness.
Guthrie wrote Roll On, Columbia after seeing the Bonneville Dam, 40 miles east of Portland. 66 years later, Whitewater still rushes through the hydroelectric generators in the dam, creating enough power for entire towns. Elmer Bueller says he drove Guthrie here in a brand new 1941 Hudson Hornet. It was just one of the many stops they made that month.
He got to see that eastern Washington country, thousands of acres of land with nothing but sagebrush and jackrabbits and stuff like that. And now it's the greatest farmland that you can think of because they got water, they put in reservoirs.
Guthrie's songs echoed this optimistic period in the West. Few were thinking of the salmon the dams would sacrifice. Instead, it was all about harnessing nature's power to help people.
Well, the world has seven wonders that travelers always tell. Some gardens and some flowers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder in Uncle Sam's fair land is the King Columbia River and the Big Grand Coulee Dam.
If the tune to Grand Coulee Dam sounds familiar, think Wabash Cannonball, says Bill Merlin. He's a folk singer and former Bonneville employee who took a special interest in Guthrie's time with the agency. He says Guthrie's gift was lyrics. He often borrowed melodies from other musicians.
Just majestic lyrics describing what he saw in the misty crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray.
The crystal glitter of that wild and windward spray. Men have fought the pounding waters and have met a watery grave. Yes, it tore their boats to splinters, but it gave men dreams to dream of the day that Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream.
Merlin says the lyrics also show Guthrie's political leanings. There's much talk about how irrigation, shipping, and electricity would help the common man.
It's the attitude I see in a lot of the songs. Heck with building dams and so forth. If the dams are creating something that the little guy can benefit from, I'm on that.
Elmer Bueller says he saw evidence of that same attitude during his month-long trip with Guthrie. At one point, the head of a local chamber of commerce asked the singer to perform at a function.
They wanted him to play background music, and he gave him the answer. He said, I wouldn't play any background music, let alone foreground music, for any chamber of commerce. That's the way he put it.
But Bueller says Guthrie was willing to play for less fortunate folks. He remembers a hotel lobby in the small blue-collar port town of Arlington, Oregon. Bueller says much of the town turned out for an impromptu concert, and Guthrie played for them until nearly midnight. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Uncle Sam took the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmer and the factory and for all of you and me. He said, roll along, Columbia.